Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of Gemini cinematic prompts and how they can elevate AI-generated visuals to that Hollywood level. I mean, who doesn't want their work to look like it's straight out of a blockbuster? Exactly. But here's the kicker, getting that perfect movie-quality look from. AI can often feel like pulling teeth. You might type in something like cool action shot and end up with a plastic-looking image from a video game. Oh, wow, that's frustrating. So what's the secret sauce here? Is it the tool or is it more about how we're talking to it? Great question. It's actually about how we're communicating with the AI. I've spent some time digging into Google's Gemini, Nano, Banana, Pro, and the 2025 updates have some wild improvements in lighting and composition. Jordan. Interesting. So, it's not just about throwing a random prompt at the AI? Right. It's all about using specific trigger words that really wake up the cinematic rendering engine. For instance, the accuracy in rendering. Hollywood standard lighting has shot up from 81.2% to an impressive 94.6% with these new updates. Wow, that's a big leap. So what are some of those specific prompts you recommend? Let's get into the meat and potatoes. I've tested tons of combinations, but here are five structures that consistently deliver that high-end look. You can think of these as templates where you swap out the subject but keep the technical keyword. Sounds good? Hit me with the first one. Okay, here's the first. In a rain-slicked alley, neon signs reflecting in puddles, heavy shadows, high contrast, 35mm film grain, anamorphic lens flares, cyberpunk aesthetic, volumetric fog, Arsivine? That's a mouthful. But I can totally see how those details can create a vivid scene. What's next? The second one is a close-up portrait. You'd say close-up portrait of subject, backlit by setting sun, golden hour lighting, rim light on hair, shallow depth of field, bokeh background. 85mm portrait lens, shot on IMAX, hyper-realistic skin texture, V6.0. Oh, I love that. The golden hour lighting is such a classic for portraits. It really makes a difference. Exactly. The third prompt structure is for interiors. Wide-angle interior of location, sterile white lighting, symmetrical composition, Kubrick style, 8K resolution, complex details, futuristic interface elements, cold color temperature, cinematic lighting, stylized 250. That sounds really cool. Kubrick has such a distinct style. It's great that you can pull that into a prompt. Absolutely. Then we have action shots, which are always fun. Active action shot of midair, debris flying, motion blur on background only, sharp focus on face, dramatic low angle, explosion lighting from behind, high shutter speed, blockbuster movie still. That one sounds like it could be straight out of an action flick. And I'm guessing there's a fifth one too. You got it. The last one is for a historical scene. 1920s interior scene. Subject table, dust motes dancing in the shaft of light from the window, chiaroscuro lighting, muted color palette, vintage film stock look, soft vignette, historical accuracy. Those prompts are incredible. So if someone runs a prompt but doesn't get the result they want, what should they do? Alex. Well, here's where it gets interesting. You should refine your prompts. There's a feature called Thinking with 3 Pro, which allows the AI to iterate on its logic before generating the pixels. It's been shown to yield about 2.7 times better cinematic outputs. That's a game changer. And what about if the results still look weird? What could be going wrong? Usually it's one of three things: overcrowding the prompt, ignoring aspect ratios, or hitting copyright safety filters. Less is more. Stick to the subject, action, lighting, and camera specifics. Good to know. So if I'm making a lot YouTube thumbnail, I definitely need to specify my aspect ratio to avoid a square image ruining the composition. Exactly. And if you're trying to emulate a certain style, instead of saying in the style of Wes Anderson, describe the elements you want, like symmetrical composition and pastel color palette. That makes total sense. It's all about giving the AI the right context without getting too specific or vague. Right. And as we look to the future, we're seeing a massive shift in how cinematic AI is integrated into filmmaking. The barrier to entry for high-quality storytelling is really coming down. So anyone can tell a great story now, as long as they can visualize it and communicate effectively? Exactly. But remember, the AI can create stunning visuals, but the storytelling aspect is still up to you. You've got to be the director. That's such an important reminder. Thanks for sharing all these tips today. My pleasure. If you're serious about this, start experimenting with those prompts and see how they work for you. Absolutely. So, to wrap up, remember to keep your prompts clear, specify your lighting and camera settings, and don't shy away from refining your work. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.